Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of the Merry-Go-Round podcast. My name is Mary Brasha, and I'm your host. This podcast is powered by Selkirk Sport. We are pickleball. Before we hop into this episode, I want to talk to you guys about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those with a competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of the show. If you like the Merry-Go-Round podcast, please like, comment, and subscribe below to see more. Anyway, we just got done with the Los Cab Open here in Fountain Valley, California, and it was just such a special tournament because I got to play at home and the vibes were great. It was fun cheering on and supporting all of our SoCal friends at the tournament, and I just always look forward to SoCal tournaments because the weather on tour has been a little bit interesting this year. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but happy to say that the conditions were great in Orange County. And I feel like every tournament should be in Southern California. I made the semifinals with my sister Maggie in women's on Saturday, and we had such a close battle with Megan and Etta on Sunday for the bronze medal and came up just a few points short of that medal. So I know Maggie and I are going to keep working hard to get back on the medal stand in women's doubles. And it's just really cool to see our progress as a team, because a couple weeks earlier, we had a little bit of a hiccup where we took a pretty tough loss. The other team played great, but you know, it was hard for us to go away from a tournament feeling like we just didn't give our best effort in the match, and to come back stronger and just really be working together as a team. I'm just really proud of us and excited to see how we do at the Selkirk Red Rock Open this week. I'm really excited to go to Utah. I love playing in St. George, just with the backdrop of the rocks and everything. It's just beautiful. And I'll be playing some singles on Thursday and then mixed doubles with Jaume on Friday. I love playing with Jaume. We bring the energy, and then women's on Saturday. So we'll definitely be looking forward to that. Now I'm going to introduce you guys to our guest for the day. He is hailing out of North Carolina. This player came onto the scene last year coming out of the qualifying rounds at the PPA Daytona Beach and went all the way to the singles final and really made his mark in the pickleball world. He played some college tennis at NC State and is now one of the top singles players in the world and plays doubles with a very talented star, Jack Sock. So the med school student and pro pickleball player is coming to the Merry-Go-Round podcast. Please welcome Colin Schick. Good morning, Colin. Where are you calling from today?
I'm out in St. George, Utah. Came here straight from the LA tournament.
Oh, nice. Wow. It's one to the next. You are just on the go. Did you have a good time in SoCal though?
I did. Yeah. I love Los Cab. It's an amazing facility. I learned about the Santa Ana airport this time, so it was a little bit easier getting there and not having to deal with LAX.
Oh, wow. Yeah. LAX is a huge airport, but John Wayne, you just walk off the plane and then you're in the OC. It's just the best. Did you do anything like outside of the tournament at all, or just pickleball?
Nothing this tournament. Just ate a lot of tacos at that taco stand. Here in Utah, we're going to play golf before the tournament starts. But yeah, nothing much in LA.
Oh my gosh, you went to the taco stand? I'm so happy. That's one of my favorite places. Okay. Nice. And I didn't know you're a golfer. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love golf. Takes up a lot of my time when I'm not playing pickleball. And when there's nice courses at some of these tournaments, we always try to get around in.
Do you golf with other players or is it just
Yeah,
yourself?
I mean, Jack Sock, who I play doubles with, he's a good golfer as well, loves it. So yeah, we played a bunch of par three courses out in Mesa for that tournament, and we're playing a nice course here in Utah. There's a ton of courses here in St. George.
Oh no, wait. Oh wait. Now I'm remembering what I saw on social media when you went to that mini golf place, Pop Stroke, right? Isn't that what it was called in
Oh yeah, we
Arizona?
did that once, yeah.
Yeah, we went too, and it made me want to go back to my golfing days because I used to golf and
Oh, cool.
I miss it. Maybe I should have gone pro in golf instead. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. But oh my gosh, Colin, you are such a fun player to watch on tour. And it's amazing to think that just a little over a year ago was your epic run in Daytona Beach. Do you still think about that a lot? Like, was that just one of the best moments?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was one of the best moments. Yeah, I think about it, especially when I'm not doing amazing in singles, and I'm kind of wishing to be back to on a deep run or playing in a final or a semi. But yeah, that was awesome. Crazy, crazy year. Wouldn't think I'd be playing pickleball right now. Kind of changed overnight. So yeah, glad to be here.
Oh yeah, no. Talk a little bit more about how everything changed overnight and you balancing the whole med school thing and pickleball. I mean, for those who don't know, Colin is still going to become a doctor. Like you guys, this guy is talented in lots of different things. So just tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I started playing pickleball like once I started med school in August. Kind of took that fall semester, got better, had an opportunity during my spring break to go down to Daytona, and that's when I made the run from qualies to the final. And all of a sudden, by doing well, I didn't have to play qualifying again, which let me travel to more tournaments because they started moving the qualifying to Wednesday, so I really couldn't make it. But yeah, I got sponsorship opportunities, easier to travel when things are paid for and things like that. So it just kept on rolling and rolling. And then when the PPA MLP contract stuff happened, it provided another crazy opportunity, to help pay for med school, if I could take a year off. So yeah, now I'm a year off from med school. So not as tricky to balance things this year because I don't have classes anymore. But after this year's done, I'll be back in med school, working in the hospital, starting all my rotations in March.
Wow, that is insane to me. Like, that is just so cool. And yeah, I mean, my sister, it's not even close to like med school stuff because she's still in undergrad, but just balancing going to class and a pickleball tournament, I mean, that is just a hard thing to do. So I commend when you were trying to do that. Like, that's great. But now that you've had this time to just play a little bit of pickleball, what has that been like for you?
It's been fun. Yeah, I'm really trying to enjoy this year and kind of make every tournament, every day count. It's been a little weird because I feel like I should be doing stuff, but I don't have anything to do regarding school. So I'll get a little stressed, like I should be doing something, but I gotta, take that break. But yeah, it's
Yeah.
been fun. I'm excited for the year to keep going.
So what's a day in the life like for you right now?
It depends, and my girlfriend makes fun of me too sometimes when I wake up really super late. Always been kind of an early riser with class and studying. So this year, especially after I took my first licensing exam to start the year, the next couple of weeks I was sleeping in till like noon, and it was not really using the days as best as I could. But it was nice to kind of get that break. But yeah, typically, if I'm in Charlotte and not traveling, wake up, I'll sometimes go to the gym or do something scheduling wise in the morning, or play really early with Eric Roddy out in Charlotte because we're still working full time, so we'll play before he has to go into the office. And then around 2, 3 is typically when we drive over to Jack's house. He built a court in his backyard, So that's where we kind of meet up as Team Charlotte and play some backyard pickleball.
Backyard pickleball. That is just, that sounds fun. There's nothing like having your own private court where no one's bothering you or all that kind of stuff. And just, you guys can just play and train. Tell us a little bit more about what is so special about your North Carolina crew.
Yeah, I think we got an amazing crew. I met them kind of a little bit after the Daytona tournament last year. I started driving down there a bunch, sometimes a couple times a week, just to play doubles with them, because to get better at the doubles, I needed to drive down there and get in good games with them. And we just had a ton of fun. It's an amazing group with Brooke, Jack, Eric, and I. I mean, we just, you know, maybe it's not always the most serious, but every game we're playing is amazingly fun. We're going for trick shots and highlights, and we all have fun playing together. So it makes those practice days really, really nice.
That is so fun. I'm always a big promoter of making rec play fun, because that's the time to try new things and just play free, because tournaments are super different than rec. I mean, you're dealing with pressures and all that kind of stuff. I mean, how do you feel like you play in a tournament versus rec? Is there a difference, or are you pretty similar? And I'm going to add one more thing, because when I watch you and Jack play, I feel like you guys are just having a good time on the court. So I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely more serious in a tournament. And, you know, I think sometimes maybe we play a little too uptight and try to go a little bit too far the other way from in backyard, like when we're just messing around. I think, you know, Team Charlotte, we play best when we're just kind of loose and having fun. So yeah, I think, you know, in Utah, we're going to try and do some crazy stuff and go for some more highlight kind of stuff, see how that works out. But yeah, it's
nice.
Awesome.
Oh, we will be looking forward to seeing that. And I know this tournament, you're actually playing with my sister in Red Rock, which I'm super excited to watch you guys play. And you had to play each other at the LA Open. I love how that happens, like right before you have to play together. But you normally play with Brooke Buckner. She just won a gold medal this weekend. What's it like playing with Brooke?
It's awesome. Yeah, huge shout out to Brooke getting the first gold medal. I was hoping I could stay around for that, but when I was trying to change my flight, that Santa Ana to St. George regional airport went up to like $2,000. It was nuts. But yeah, we were all watching her play. It was awesome for her to get that win finally. We have a ton of fun as well. Kind of played our first tournament together last year. Did well. I was moving to Charlotte, and we kind of committed for the year. Since I'll be there, we get to train, travel together, practice, do it all together. It's really fun. She's a warrior. She's got Margo with her, you know, the little baby at all the tournaments. So, yeah, it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, Brooke is awesome. I love when I get to train singles with her at the tournaments, because she is just so good, so talented. And so shout out, Brooke. Good job. We're happy for you. Colin, we want to learn more about your background. I know you shared a little bit already, but tell us a little bit more about growing up and your college tennis experience, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Growing up, both my parents are doctors. No one in the family played tennis. Not really sure how we got into it, but yeah, me and my younger brother, we both grew up playing the full junior tennis circuit. I went to NC State to play college tennis. My brother actually came a couple years later to NC State, so. And then I was there playing during the COVID year. So I actually stayed one extra year to play college tennis. I hadn't had enough. I was loving it. And that extra COVID year actually let my younger brother Braden and I play on the team together for 1 year, which was really fun. And we actually ended up playing about half the season, doubles together too, and had a good little run, good record. So that was a ton of fun. Loved college tennis. And then after that, that's when I started med school and transitioned over to pickleball.
Okay. And so is that what kind of made you want to go into the medical field, is your parents were doctors, like that kind of stuff? That's what.
Yeah, being around it all my life, it was definitely something I was thinking about always. I didn't have, let's say, like, I didn't have crazy doctor parents that were like pushing me into it or anything like that. In fact, I think they were kind of pushing me away from it, kind of really wanting me to make that decision for myself since they know how hard that road that is, that you gotta really kind of want to do it if you're gonna do it. So yeah, in college, I did engineering, kind of looked elsewhere. See what life would be like not doing that road, but kind of always kept coming back to it. And eventually that was definitely what I wanted to do. So then I started med school.
Wow. Okay. What a journey. And I didn't even realize your brother was on the team with you. I'm starting to wonder if we could see this as a team on the pickleball tour in the future. I am going to be waiting to see.
I'd love that. I've got him to play a local money ball with me. We won out in Wilmington, North Carolina. He's a good pickleball player, but
Okay.
unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, he's a much better tennis player than I was. So he's going to play pro afterward, and then maybe when all that's done, he'll come out into the PPA.
Okay, so Jack Sock, I'm sorry, but Colin's brother might have to take your spot for a few tournaments. We'll see. Okay, well, thanks for sharing all of that. Well, Colin, then you found pickleball. What is so fun about pickleball to you?
All of it. Yeah, I'm still, even after a year, I'm still super addicted. I'll play whenever with whoever. Even at these tournament days, even when I'm out, I feel like I'm just looking to drill or play in a game. I just love it. Singles, doubles. I think I'm loving the doubles a little bit more, but I still enjoy singles a ton. I'll continue to play that always. But yeah, I mean, the fast hands, I always loved many tennis games and tennis. So that's what I feel like pickleball kind of is. So I love getting to learn a new game like that and continue to get better at it. So I love everything about pickleball, really.
Oh, I totally relate to everything you just said. Yes, like I could play 8 hours a day of pickleball if I could. And yeah, just constantly wanting to get better and learn new things. It's just a fun sport and everyone needs to do it. What are you working on in your pickleball game right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year I've been working a lot on the right side. Obviously, Jack's, a crazy athlete built for the left. We mix it up some, but majority I got to kind of get used to the right. So I was working on kind of the sliding backhand counters that I finally learned about that's really helpful instead of trying to guess which side to hit the ball on. Always working on the soft game. That's definitely been the hardest transition coming from tennis. So drops, resets, that's kind of the main areas.
Okay. And do you have any advice for our amateur players out there that may be watching on some tips on how to get better at some of those things you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key to getting better is identify what you need to get better at as a weakness and also really a strength, so you can keep on sharpening your strength. But then once you kind of identify weakness, I think then you can really, focus drills on that area and just continue to raise kind of your base level, your bottom level. For me, starting out in the doubles, it was the soft game. So that's kind of what I spend the majority of time on, trying to get better and better at that.
Good. Okay. Good advice. Soft game is super important in pickleball. I love dinky. I'm always working on becoming more and more consistent because the less errors, the better. And so that is good. And what is your favorite drill to do when you're playing your backyard pickleball? Like, what do you guys do?
I go with 7-11. But we play
Nice.
it where you're starting kind of in the mid court and the net players are wailing a big feed at you instead of just playing it from the baseline. So trying to get that first ball back, reset the point, and then work your way in. That's pretty fun, I think.
Yeah, I love 7-Eleven. That is one of my favorite drills. Everyone needs to do it. Adding a little bit of competition into the drilling with some points, it adds those pressure situations. So Good drill, Colin. Good job. I'm like, this is just great advice. No. Wanted to ask you a little bit more about off-court hobbies that you like doing. You said golf. Is there anything else you like to do in your free time?
Mainly just kind of, I'm addicted to sports and just kind of moving around. So anything athletic, I'd say. Recently, I've started playing some table tennis, and I think that's super, super fun. I've played ping pong obviously all my life, but like playing on a real table with real paddles right. and in a real large space is pretty sweet. I really want to try out padel. I got Patrick is a great padel player. He's on my MLP yeah. team, so I'm hoping we can get out at some point. I think we're planning to play some in Charlotte. So hopefully I can get to play that soon.
Yeah, I've tried padel once and it was a totally new experience for me. Just having the ball bounce off the wall. I mean, you really have to be on your toes. So good for Patrick that he is an excellent player at padel. And talk a little bit more about, yeah, your MLP team. You have that coming up in Atlanta in May. Are you excited to play for the Breakers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited. Before LA, we actually all came in a day early and did media day, practiced some together, kind of did all that. We have a great team. We have, you know, Viv, Rachel, Patrick, and me. I think we're very strong. I think, you know, Rachel and I have played a bunch of mix before together. So I think we're going to
check me out.
in Palm Springs. yeah, so.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, you know, getting to play with her again. I'm super excited for the MLP format as well. I've always loved, you know, I love college tennis. I love the most kind of high energy environments you can play in. So I think MLP will be that. So really excited for all that to come.
Yes, go Breakers. When I saw that team drafted, Jeff's one of my friends, and I just could feel like you guys are going to have good chemistry and good energy. And I think that's one of the most important things in a team environment. So I'm ready to see you guys take the title. You have a little bit of pressure. That team's won a lot. Yeah. So, you know, here you go. Awesome. Okay. Well, Colin, we're kind of getting toward the end of this interview, but I did want to ask, what are some of your pickleball goals for the rest of the year?
Yeah. Good question. I'd love to get back getting some medals and singles. I think the singles have gotten a lot deeper though. So, you know, I feel like every second round is really, really tough. You know, I played Kwong second round in LA, who just made a final. He's playing amazing. I can't get away from Stakstrud or Cason Campbell. That'd be great. Same thing in doubles, picking up the first doubles medal would be awesome. Men's mixed, whatever. So yeah, I think getting back out there would be the goal.
Getting the medals. Okay. And when you're on center court, and you're at a big PPA event, what is your walk-up song?
Whatever's playing. I don't know. I don't what would a walk-up song be?
What kind of music do you listen to?
Well, I mean, when it, mostly listening to like country music on like the golf course and stuff. So I don't know if that's the best walk-up song unless it's one of the more upbeat country music songs. Honestly don't have a good answer for that. Whatever's playing will get me going.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get you on the EDM train more. That's what Maggie and I like to listen to. Maybe right. you can listen to the EDM. And I always have to ask my guests, so maybe it is a country song for you, but when you win the title, what song are you singing at a karaoke bar?
Go with one of those Morgan Wallen songs will do. I'm so bad with
Okay.
song names.
That's okay. That's
Last Night,
okay.
I think. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Morgan Wallen. Does he play pickleball? I wonder.
Not
Do we
sure. I
know?
think a bunch of those country music kind of artists do, but not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I saw a picture of him playing. I could be wrong, but how cool would that be to play pickleball with Morgan Wallen? We're gonna have to try to set that up when the tour goes to Tennessee. I think that's where he is. I could be wrong. Anyway, but thank you, Colin, for sharing all about you on the Merry-Go-Round podcast. It was really fun chatting with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who tuned into this episode. We will see you next time. Bye.